to the Catholics in Florence and in nearby Fiesole, which is a city up on a hill way up. From it, you can see the most beautiful view of Florence, which is indeed one of the most beautiful cities in Italy. They celebrate today because today we celebrate the feast of St. Andrew Corsini, Andrea Corsini. And he lived in the 14th century, which must have been a very wonderful century in which to live. In fact, he died in the same year as St. Bridget of Sweden. And so they share something very special, 1373. St. Andrew, when he was born of a very prominent Catholic family in Florence, he grew up, and then as a young man, he lived a very immoral life of violence and gambling and everything else you can imagine. Well, one day, at the prayers of his mother, he went into one of the churches of Florence and knelt before the altar of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and all of a sudden, a tremendous conversion ensued. The Blessed Mother must have spoken to his heart and changed him from a very sinful young man to a very holy young man. And soon he entered the Carmelite order and was very popular, and was very popular also because of the many miracles that he brought about. And of course, we still need them, so hopefully today St. Andrew will give us some miracles. In the meantime, the bishop of Fiesole nearby, a suburban diocese of Florence, which is a cardinalatial diocese or archdiocese, the bishop died, and soon enough the voice went all over the city, "Oh, Father Andrew Corsini will be the next bishop." And of course he heard it too. He wasn't an idiot. And he went and hid in the forest. But the animals and the hunters discovered where he was, and everybody came back and drug him back to Florence and to Fiesole, where he was consecrated bishop. And he did wonderful things even in his life as bishop. Like I said, he died in 1373, and of course you can find out for yourselves more about him, but he is one of the great saints of the Middle Ages, of the late Middle Ages. And we give thanks to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.